Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. A lot to get to on a Friday, football Friday. But, of course, for the Eagles, not till a football Monday. We got a good result last night, though. Down go the Cowboys.
What have I done to deserve this?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, be careful how you treat people because you never know who you're going to see on your way down. But, and let me say this, too, because It's funny. I was not rooting for the Cowboys, right?
Well, you did pick them to win.
Well, I did.
You said it'd be good for the Eagles.
You did.
I did.
That was just your statement.
I said.
Jolly called you an idiot, by the way.
Wow. Yeah. Jolly versus Douglas. Is that next?
I'm gonna let Jolly live on that. Because I'm gonna put Jolly in the same category that I put everybody else that doesn't listen to the show.
Jolly does listen.
Jolly does. Yeah.
I work from 10 to 2.
Jolly's listening.
Right. And I see a lot of profound stuff throughout the day.
That's true.
So if you are not smart enough to realize that's just a small sniffing of all the profound things that come off my mouth on a day-to-day basis, then I don't know what to tell you. Because my point was to put pressure on the Eagles for they can win out. That was the thing. That was the whole purpose of me saying that. And I did think they were going to win last night. And they had some opportunities to win that game last night. That was a good game. 70-plus points.
It was a
You know, the long, I can hear
what's
that, Kyle.
Up, Gus?
Yeah, we can hear that, Kyle.
Oh, crap.
And we're off to a rousing start on a Friday.
Yeah, Kyle's just saying hi to Gus, who's calling. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard as we roll here. Look, good night for the Eagles last night. And I understood your point yesterday, Hugh.
I got it.
May have not agreed, but I got it, that it would have put pressure on the Eagles. But now we could take a little bit of the pressure off and take a deep breath. The Cowboys lost, which means the magic number for the Philadelphia Eagles is 3 to win the NFC. So they have 5 games left. So we really... We're at the point now where if the Eagles just keep their head above water, the Cowboys are irrelevant, right? The Cowboys go win every one of the rest of their games. If the Eagles win 3 out of their last 5, they win the NFC East. We get a home playoff game, and away we go. And after watching the game last night, and it was back and forth, it was physical, some injuries at the end with Brian Branch going down, I was thinking about this morning, Hugh, when it comes to the Eagles. So, you know, we have dreams still of going back to the Super Bowl, and that is possible no matter how the Eagles get in the playoffs. If they play well in the playoffs, they can make a deep run. Obviously, though, the more games they win the next few weeks, the better chance they have. They'll get a higher seed, maybe the 2, maybe still the 1. But after watching last night and seeing Jalen Carter's out, and you know, this is, you know, this is going to have a war of attrition.
Got a little nervous.
Well, no, I'm just at the point now where we got the Cowboys lost, and I will, if you tell me right now, I could sign up for 3-2 in the last 5 games. I will take that in a heartbeat. Clinch the division, and I understand 3-2 what that means. It means they're very unlikely to get a top seed, right? They're not going to get the 1 seed going 3-2. 11-6 is not going to get the 1 seed. It probably doesn't even get the 2 seed. It probably makes the Eagles the number 3 seed in the NFC. Home playoff game the first round, and then away we go. I would sign up for that versus the unknown, because the unknown could be they get it together and they win out and they're great and they have a chance at the 1 seed. But the unknown could also be 2-3 or full collapse. Like, if you, I would just, if you tell me right now I could sign up for 3-2 in the last five games, I'm in. Let's go. Hugh, would you sign up for it?
I want to play it. I want it to play out. Because this is where – help me
– Risk taker Douglas over here.
No, this is where Eagles fans need to help me understand their logic. Okay. Because my logic last night was I welcome pressure. I don't run from pressure. That's why I said what I said about the Cowboys. Let them win because I control my own destiny. See, when you talk about doing it the other way, to me that's you're looking for the easier route. Life ain't easy.
Well, no, but
ain't no easy way out, Joe.
3-2 controls your destiny.
Ain't no shortcut home.
3-2.
No,
I win
no
the division.
Home.
3-2.
But how 3-2?
So keep
how did we go? Like help, like because I see some people calling in talking about they're happy with 3-2.
Oh yeah.
Tell me how you go from being the number one team to hey, I'll take the 3-2.
Oh, can I tell you what?
I
have the answer.
I want to be the paterfamilias.
Yeah, but
I am the paterfamilias.
We haven't moved the ball in two months.
Okay, and we got five games to figure it out.
Yeah, sure. But you know what? Look, again, I don't want to be alarmist here.
You're a little bit.
No, I'm just being real. If you don't sign up for 3-2, you play it out, right? You could go 5-0. They could go 4-1. They could figure everything out.
Or you could figure it all out and run the table.
Or you can go 1-4 and miss the playoffs. I mean, like, or you go 2-3. I mean, like, there is no – look at the – again, the Cowboys came back to earth. I'm not surprised. They played a really good offense on the road. They're not the same team away from Dallas. But look at the Cowboys' schedule the next 4 weeks, right? They have at home Minnesota. They'll probably beat that team. They have the Chargers at home. That feels like a toss-up game. We'll see what they do. They play Washington and the Giants the last 2 weeks. Dallas going 3-1 is not inconceivable down the stretch. Last night was their toughest game left. They lost it. If I take 3-2 right now, I guarantee the Eagles are playing in the postseason with a home game. I'm guaranteeing it. I don't need the 4-1, 5-0 thing because what if they don't?
Let it play out. There's a whole lot of what ifs. If was a fifth.
Well, this is all a what if. I mean, drunk. The whole thing is a what
is.
If.
Well, it is. Yeah. It's like, I just don't feel. To me, it feels like y'all taking the coward's way out just a little bit.
3-2?
Not calling you a coward. You're not calling you a coward.
Hold on a second.
But it's
if we
call him a coward.
Okay,
Joe.
Joe, my partner. I love him to death. I'm talking about. I want to win out.
I don't think 3-2 is cowardly, guys. What do you think the record's going to be without our hypothetical?
You know what that is. That sounds to me like hopes and maybes. I just hope.
Hold on.
Because our offense is not doing well.
It sucks.
I hope we make it to 3-2 so we can make it to the playoffs and get our asses.
Did you know we won the Super Bowl last year? Joe?
Oh, don't do that. All right, so
that's what we're doing.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Before we get to Kyle on the phone lines here, let's establish this. They have five games left. I would sign up for 3-2. You want to let it play out because you think maybe it's better.
I think it's better.
Well,
I believe that.
Well, let's go through the schedule. In Los Angeles against the Chargers.
They win.
Okay. I think it's toss-up, but I would probably think they're going to win.
We'll see how I feel Monday.
Well, they could.
No, you can't.
Raiders at home win.
Yeah,
right? We're all on the same page there. In Washington on a short week Saturday night.
You got Washington. That's almost a back-to-back. That's close to being a back-to-back.
Do you think they're going to win that game in Washington?
Yeah, both of them. They should. Who's the quarterback? Marcus Mariota?
Daniels is practiced in full yesterday.
He's not going to be right.
Okay. I'm not sure. Okay. All right. And then they play in Buffalo in between the two Washington
Buffalo games. Ain't the team they once were at the beginning of the season, in my opinion.
Neither are the Eagles.
Well, yeah. I guess you're bringing reality to the table.
Yeah, I am.
I
would sign up for 3-2. 3-2 guarantees me I'm in the postseason. Let's go. I'm doing it. I win the division at 3-2. 2-1-5, 5-9-2.
That sounds like a lot of hope to me. I hope we do well.
Well, what if we do your way and they go 1-4?
I hope everything is going to be okay.
Oh, Kenny Rogers, the gambler over here.
Listen, you don't see these $2 parlays I be hitting on a regular.
Yeah, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. All right.
Listen, I have not like you've been playing timid all year. In my opinion, you haven't gotten it together all year. Like, let the chips fall where they may. I'm riding this thing till the wheels fall off.
Or you just take 3-2, and we'll see you in the first round of the playoffs. Kyle, what are you feeling? We get a gift last night. Lions win, Cowboys lose the game, so now the Eagles could win this thing with three out of their last five.
So, I don't know. You smell that, Hugh?
Fear.
Smells like fear.
It does, man. It does. Like,
have you watched our offense?
Yes.
Of course I have.
Yes, I have. Look,
they can't move the ball.
Look, full disclosure, I threw in the towel in the season earlier this week.
But Friday, Kyle, is different
it's
from Tuesday.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
We got a breath of new life with the Cowboys' loss.
That's true.
I'm not really thinking about them creeping, breathing down our neck anymore. Let's play this thing out, man. Like, if it falls apart, it falls apart. I'll deal with that when we get there, man. The one seed's still right there.
Right there.
Right there. We're not getting it with 3-2. We have a tiebreaker over the Rams.
I want the number one seed.
I think the Bears are going to fall back down to earth a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on the Bears.
So it's the Rams to me. And I'm looking at the Rams schedule.
Well, Rams or Seahawks, right? Whoever doesn't get whoever wins that division.
Yes, yeah. But the Rams are the team that I think they're better than the Seahawks. The Seahawks haven't beaten any good teams this season. Yeah. It's the Rams I'm looking at. We have the tiebreaker over
the Rams.
Where's
my notepad?
What?
What starts with the Chargers? I can tell you what it says. I can tell you what it says. It starts with the Chargers.
I was kind of in the middle of it.
My bad. My fault. Carry on, Kyle.
You did completely just destroy that.
No, because I'm like, where's my notepad?
Hugh, there's no easy way out, man.
Ain't no shortcut home, Kyle.
Well, I'm not taking 3-2.
No.
Cowardly.
Yeah, you sound like a bunch of... Can't say that.
No, you know what I hear?
Dude, if we go 0-5, we go 0-5.
You know what it sounds to me like? It sounds like
if he dies, he dies.
It sounds like Drago. If he dies, he dies.
That's what we are.
I know, I don't want to die.
When did we become so soft, man? Seriously.
3-2 is soft? You make it sound like I'm sitting here let's just get one out of the last five and hope. 3-2, the way they've played?
The way we've played all year, every Friday we sit in here. And we have a bunch of individuals call in time. We're going to blow them out 38-6 every week. So now all of a sudden you want to take 3-2?
3-2.
Give me a break,
hold
man.
On a second. Give me a break.
I don't like this conversation. I'm already on the line.
Give me a break.
Hey, keep your flag on the duck button, dog.
You guys have lost your minds. I think the extended week makes you forget what happened. Last time
I ain't worried about that no more. Okay. It's Friday.
Do you know how many first downs Eagles had in the first?
Care. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to tell you. You must have forgotten. How many first downs Eagles had? It's that kind of day. All right. You know what? That's fine. I won't tell you.
Blah, blah, blah. Like the kid. Blah, 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 blah.
What a very mature conversation.
Very mature. I don't want to hear it.
All right. Cut his mic. Cut his mic. 215-592-9494. Would you sign up right now for 3-2 the rest of the way? I would. It guarantees the division. We raised the banner. Hell, we're going to raise a second banner for the never doubted it. They had this thing. By the way, Hugh, the Eagles had 2 first downs in the first half last week. Two first downs! And they'll go win out now.
Hey, man, season starts Monday, Joe.
It starts Monday. It starts with the Chargers, Joe.
Did you find your notebook?
No.
Okay,
no.
Let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. This guy. Did you think, before we get to the phones, hold on. He's walking out. Before we interrupt all the callers, have you figured out the phone iPad situation? Or is the iPad going to ring today?
No, I did.
Is the iPad here today?
Oh, the iPad's here.
I ain't even figured out my... I lost my papers for the day. I lost my...
Your reads?
Yeah, I lost all those.
Oh, right. Dude.
Come on,
serious?
Man. What are you doing?
I think
you have one before break.
Yeah, no, I...
All right, just go find them.
Let me find...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That, man.
We'll talk to Will.
I'm a mess.
Take a few minutes.
You just figured this out. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Drew team, how y'all doing today?
Good morning, Will.
All right. Listen, man, I can't believe you, man. Like, you ready to settle?
Yes.
Are you kidding me,
yes.
man?
Sometimes you know what? Sometimes you got to cash out of the bet. You got to hedge, and you have to just take the win and move on. Let's get to the playoffs.
What city are you from, man?
Well, I mean, I was born in Jersey. Yeah, not a city, but I live here now.
As
you
walked down the hall.
You left, by the way.
Okay, so it ain't where you're from; it's where you at.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I live here, Will.
So we don't take that in Philly, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I don't know. I got to check this poll. I think people are going to take this. Go ahead, Will.
All right, listen. I'm gonna say it, and I'm gonna be clear about it. Right now, Hugh, I loved your speech yesterday, man.
Yep.
Because you was dead on point.
Yep.
And you never lied, man.
Thoughts on that, Hugh?
And the whole thing is, he said, hey, KP, I believe in you. Hey, Jalen, I believe in you. AJ, defense, offense, I believe in you. But guess what? None of that matters if they don't believe in themselves, bro. This is what it all comes down to, is trusting each other and playing as a team. That's why we are the Super Bowl defending champs. And nobody is going to be able to take that away, bro. You dig what I'm saying? We're not just handing this title over. The only thing is, when you become a champ, you got to do whatever you got to do to maintain and continue to be the champ. And one thing I can say about the Philadelphia Eagles, we are battle-tested. We showed it last season. We had a rough start toward the end, but we're going to finish on top. You know why? Because we are the number one team. We are the beast of the East. We are the best team in the NFL until somebody takes it away from us. And guess what? We're not giving nothing away. Because guess what? Christmas is not around the corner. Guess what? Christmas is all year round for the Eagles. Because all we're going to do is take. We're not giving nothing this season. Because we are the bullies. We are the best team in the league. And nobody can take that away from us. So what we're going to do, we're going to show the world that guess what? It ain't about the start, it's about the finish. And what we do is we finish strong, and we finish on top. And the only way we can do that is a team effort, just the same way as last season. So all I've got to say is this, one time, baby, we're going back, and we're going to win, because everybody is all in. The next man up, and guess what? You think the run can't get us back here, but it will. We're going to show it because we're going to give them the three-headed monster. That's Tank, Saquon, and my man, Jalen Hurts. So what I want to say, and I'm going to end it here because I'm running out of breath, baby. And what we're not going to do is run out of breath on that field. And we're not going to give up on that field. We're going to bring it back home, and we're going to keep this championship in Philadelphia because we are the defending champions. Eagles! Let's go, baby!
There we go, Will! Appreciate it!
Hey, Will, my fault. I missed most of that. Could you start over?
No, he's gone. He was asking you questions, by the way, while you were gone.
We have a new Hugh, by the way. The ghost of Douglas. The chair was empty in the video.
Hide and seek, Hugh.
I left my notes.
Where?
In the meeting room. I thought I grabbed them. I usually grab them. I left in the meeting room.
What notes?
Well, I left my reads.
What notes?
And my note. My notes are in my bag, but I left my reason.
We know what is in your notebook. It starts with the Chargers.
It starts with the Chargers.
It's only 10:15, guys.
And it's on a Friday.
Well, you came in here with all this bravado. Let's play it out. Let's see what happens.
I was so excited. I was like, where's my notes? I forgot my notes.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you... Well, that is the benefit to having a two-person show, right? If you were a solo host, you couldn't have just walked out for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You would the whole show would have went off the rails. All right, 215-592-94.
It goes off the rails regardless if I'm sitting here or not.
It went off the rails at 10:03. we just started this. The show just started. All right, we get a nice little breather last night, and the NFCs gives us a breather because the Cowboys lost that football game. Lions win last night, and now the magic number goes down to 3, which means the Eagles really don't have to play great football to win the division now. They have, and Hugh, it does, they need to win the game more now for their psyche Monday than for the standings, right? They have 5 games to go. They're going to face 3 teams or three games that are easier than the Chargers, right? They're going to play the Commanders twice. And I know it's a division opponent, but Commanders are worse than the Chargers. And they're going to play the Raiders. So, like, the game isn't now, it's not as meaningful standings-wise, but what it is now, it's a psyche game. They got to get their psyche back. They got to get their confidence back by winning this game Monday. But they only need 3 out of the last 5. And I would take that in a heartbeat. I got Riverboat Gamblers over here like, let's just play it out. Maybe we'll go 4-1, 5-0.
If they die, they die.
Yeah.
No, I feel like this team. Okay, let me do it like this, because I see a lot of people there in that boat of hopes and maybes, and they're talking about giving up body parts and stuff. Has this team played to the potential that we think it has?
No.
It hasn't, right?
Especially not on offense.
So help me understand why it's okay just to get there. Like, because that's what we're talking about. Because let's be honest with ourselves. The way this team is presently constructed, we ain't winning no Super Bowl. I'm sorry to break it to y'all, but to me it just sounds like y'all just happy to be there. You just want to get there. You want to go to Disneyland. You don't want to jump on none of the rides, because that's what it kind of sounds like.
Well, let me present a different view on it than just get there. You know, the last month of the season, for some teams, they have to scratch and claw to get there. Mm-hmm. We don't have to technically do
that. And we're not one
that.
Of those teams.
Right. The Eagles only have to get to three. And look, the Cowboys certainly could lose one more game. The Eagles might only have to win two of their own games close to the division. Mm-hmm. Now, I would take three wins for the Eagles, 3-2. But, I mean, what if they won three out of the next four and then sat everyone that last game of the season
as a mini bye? That's something different, Joe.
Because that would help us rest up for the postseason. Also, guys, we don't have Jalen Carter for the foreseeable future.
I hear you, Joe.
Are we sure this team's going to be on the one side of the ball that's good right now?
Or has he been all season anyway?
Well, that's fair, but he's still out there, and he still has had some moments. I mean, our best defensive player, him and Quinyon, our two best, and Bond, right? The three best.
Yeah, they say Quinyon, Drake grading out as one of the best
Quinyon's
players in the
awesome,
game.
But our best defensive lineman is out. And that way that reporting was yesterday, do you guys expect to see him in the next few weeks? I don't.
Well, on IR.
I know, but
the way it read, it couldn't put him on IR because of the time that he has to be on.
They could.
And be ready for the playoffs?
Well, yeah.
Like early in the playoffs?
If they're waiting for playoffs, then they have to put him on IR because that opens up the roster spot.
So 4 weeks is the IR.
I thought it was 6.
Yeah. Be back by Buffalo, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe, but that means he's missing. I mean, he's missing two big games here. Three.
Well, the Raiders a big game.
They're all big games when you're coming down the stretch and you're signing up for 3-2.
Dude, we're gonna kill the Raiders.
I looked ahead; it's a 12.5 point line already. Yeah, they should crush the Raiders.
Hold on, wasn't that the line with the Cardinals game in 23?
Why'd you have to put that in the atmosphere? But the Raiders are really bad.
Well, was it Sidney Brown? We just lost the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, that did happen. Let's go to Keith in California. What's up, Keith?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm depressed. Because when I'm watching that game yesterday, even when Dallas is down 10 repeatedly, they move the ball. They don't go, you know, quarters of three and out, three and out, three and out. So I'm one of them would give up my pinky for three wins here, because it just doesn't seem like it's happening. And when you know, I was looking forward to that game yesterday because I want Dallas to lose, of course, but I'm watching the offenses on both teams, and they're just capable, and we are not capable.
That's what I'm talking about right here.
And that's not going to fix.
He just wants to go.
He's right.
He ain't trying to win at all.
Keith,
he just want to go.
Keith, the other thing I was thinking, well, but if you go, you have a chance to get on a roll when you're there.
But let's be honest.
Got to get to the dance.
That happened this year?
See, Keith just wants to go because he knows that this offense is not good enough to sustain anything in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to live in that space.
So you're living in delusion.
What's the alternative, Hugh?
Okay, delusion.
The alternative is that the season's over today?
Well, listen, Keith. And this is I believe this wholeheartedly. If this offense doesn't get going in five games, then guess what? They don't deserve to be in the playoffs. For the standard that they've set for themselves, for the bar that they've reached. If they sputter down in, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. That's a fact.
But if we're talking about deserve, they don't deserve right now.
What do you mean, Keith? What are you talking about? Help me understand. What do you mean they don't deserve? Keith, who's the defending Super Bowl champions? So what are you saying to me when you say they don't deserve to be in the playoffs? Help me understand that part. What do you mean they don't deserve
Because this is 2025.
Keith, that's an answer. But is this are they returning everybody that they had last year for the most part?
No, neither is any other team in the NFL.
Keith, listen to what I'm saying again, and I'm gonna give you listen to what I just said, and answer again. Are they returning most of their players from this team for the most part? The key
Most
players.
Most of them, yeah.
The offense. Right, the, offense yeah. the offense.
So, Keith, why is it that they don't deserve to go? Because when you look at them on paper, regardless of what this offense is, they should be better than what they are. Do you agree with that?
I hear you.
No, I am Keith, listen. This is I'm asking you. These are simple yes or no questions. I have to treat you as hostile, Keith. You didn't answer the question, Keith. I asked you a question, and you didn't answer. You started talking.
So
it's a yes or no.
No, I answered the question because you want to know what they look like on paper.
Keith.
Last year, Cooper DeJean, and this isn't on him, but Cooper DeJean, if you were within a finger of him, he was bringing you down immediately. Mm. This year, for some reason, the ball carrier gets two more yards.
Keith.
Zach Bond the same. I never saw a linebacker play a better season
I didn't ask you to tell me what you think's going on. I asked you a question whether or not you thought with the way that this team was constructed in the heights that they reached last year, do they deserve to be in the playoffs? This is the problem. I try to talk to y'all like adults, right? And you don't act like adults because I asked a simple yes or no question. This is not a therapy session right now.
Well, it kind of is.
Not really, because we have
safe
those
space.
We have those space. Shows for therapy sessions right
Natural,
now.
Be curious.
Right now, I am trying to be logical and base my conversation in logic. You can't give me that. Everybody want to talk about how you feel. I don't care about your feelings today.
Let me put it a very simple way. I don't trust this team. This 2025 Eagles team.
Fair.
So that's why if I could sign up right now, if I had some sort of magic where I could sign up right now for 3-2.
You dealing with hopes and maybes.
Well, my hope is while we get to 3-2, we start to fix some of the issues. Because there's two ways that could go if we play it out, right? We're living in a make-believe world. If we play it out, they could fix it. They could dominate. Like Kyle was talking, they catch the Rams for the one seed, and we could be the favorites heading back into January. Or we could go 2-3, 1-4, 0-5. I think the last one is hyperbolic. But they could go 2-3, stumble their way in, and get their ass kicked in the first round.
That's what we do this for.
Do what for?
Watch football.
No, I know.
Watch the Eagles. Yes. This thing could end in a disaster.
If he dies, he dies.
Hey.
Yeah.
No. I want to live. 215-592.
I am done with you.
Kaput.
Kaput.
215-592-9495. All right, as we sit here today after last night, I'd sign up for 3-2 to finish the season. High roller Hugh over here wants to take his chances. Where do you come down? Would you sign up for 3-2, or would you take your chances with the rest of the season? And after, on the other side coming up, we'll play you some audio from Jordan Mailata, who seems to think there is a change coming to the run game finally this week. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.